Ananda consciousness, and prepared a little lecture on Lord Nityananda. And just yes, so we will sing Jayada. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jayo, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jayo, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jayo, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Jayo, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jayo, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jayo, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopijana Vallava Giri Varadhari Gopijana Vallava Giri Varadhari Da Tato dananana braja janaranjana. Yasodanandana braja janaranjana. Yamuna tiravana jani. Yamuna tiravana jani. Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari. Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram, Jaya Nitananda Ram. Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram, Jaya Nitananda Ram. Nitananda Ram, Jaya Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram, Jaya Nitananda Ram. Nitananda Ram, Jaya Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram, Jaya Nitananda Ram. Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram, Nitananda Ram, Jaya Nitananda Ram. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramam Savaravraja Kacharya Stutasis. And we will be reading this morning from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 5, Text 204. It is really a section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Very beautiful. Very tasteful garland, very nice, thank you. It's a section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives his own account of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. I think you all know the story, but just to set us, to bring us to the right level. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami lived in a place of Bengal, and one day, while they were worshipping Shri Radha Govinda, the deities, the family deities, an extraordinary event took place. One of the servants of Lord Nityananda, whose name was Miniketana Ramdas, he came into the temple, and he led a very, very wonderful kirtan, like it is custom to, for the devotees of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was a, or is a, the greatest kirtan lover. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Lord Nityananda did not know anything else than kirtan. He was so much into kirtan. So Miniketana Ramdas came and led a kirtan, which was very ecstatic. Now in the midst of the kirtan, he got so ecstatic that he climbed on the shoulders of some of the bhaktas, and he took out a whip called Jai Mangala. This whip was very special. It is said anyone whom he touched with this whip would become infused by love of Godhead. Now, this is very unusual for a Vaishnava to take out a whip in the midst of the kirtan. He didn't hit anyone with a whip, like, but he touched them and they were infused with the most elevated states of love of Godhead. Now there was one person, the pujari, who didn't honor Miniketana Ramdas because he thought Lord Nityananda and his devotees are too far out. I mean, this is too much for any cultural person. And Miniketana was unhappy about this turn of events, and he left with a sad heart that his Lord Nityananda had not been worshipped. Krishnadas Kaviraj noticed this unhappy turn of events and later had a discussion with his brother, and he also found out in the discussion that his brother did not have the right understanding of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, which hurt him very, very much. And there was a little difficult discussion. In the night, Krishnadas Kaviraj had a dream. When he had this dream, he could understand that all these so-called unhappy events and discussions had been arranged by Lord Nityananda to free him from his attachment to material life, if there is anything like a material life for Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, but his attachment, and he had this darshan of Lord Nityananda, where Lord Nityananda gave him a direct order. Go, go, go. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all auspicious things, or all desirable things. So he packed his things in the same night, and early in the morning he was on his way to Vrindavan, where, in fact, he describes this later, he had the direct darshan of Shri Radha Govinda sitting under a kalpa briksha tree on a jeweled throne. So he remembers this mercy of Lord Nityananda in this verse, which we will chant today. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram.
Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram.
Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram. Krishna, we should do the lecture really. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanara Vinda.
Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanara Vinda.
This is the text on the blackboard. Janha Haite Paino Shri Radha Govinda.
Janha Haite Paino Shri Radha Govinda.
Translation. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. By whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who is famous for his poetic composition known as Prarthana, has lamented in one of his prayers, "When will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me, so that I will forget all material desires?" Are you ready for the mercy of Lord Nityananda? This mercy is very specific. It helps you to forget material desires. Srila Narottam Das Thakur confirms that unless one is freed from material desires to satisfy the needs of the body and senses, one cannot understand the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna, Vrindavan. He also confirms that one cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without going through the direction of the six Goswamis. In another verse, Narottam Das Thakur has stated that without the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot enter into the affairs of Radha and Krishna. Please, for a moment, let us meditate on the author of this verse. He's in his old age. His eyes fail him, and he has no glasses, at least not that we have heard about. His body is weakened by old age and the discomforts which an old body brings. But he is sitting in Vrindavan, and he is writing. He is writing a beautiful verse, a beautiful book on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, a verse which has become the classic, a book which has become the classic of inspiration for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. A little later he writes a book which is directly on the pastimes of his beloved Radha Govinda, the Govinda Lilamrita. And he's there, and he's so old, and his mind constantly seems to forget things, but he finds out he's writing, and he's amazed about the literature which he produces. And is very, very moved by the understanding that it is mercy which moves him, the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So he continues in this ecstatic mood that wow, I don't know what's happening to me. He says, he doesn't become proud, but he says, I'm more sinful than Jagai and Madai. And even lower than the, please excuse us before breakfast, and even lower than the worms in the stool. Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activities. Anyone who utters my name becomes sinful. Then he says, who in this world but Nityananda could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? And then in the next verse he says, why Lord Nityananda is so merciful. He says, because he's intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. Hare Krishna. This is Krishna Das Kaviraj. This amazing mercy of Lord Nityananda has been described by all Vaishnava Acharyas, and I'm sure today in the Nityananda evening we will hear a few of their songs and translations and so on. But I will now start my lecture from this. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyari Sadharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We were hearing this little leela in the verses of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and I want to read to you now a very nice passage from Srila Prabhupada, how he refers to Lord Nityananda. Vaishnava Thakura Tomara Gokura Bulia Jana Amore. Amore sounds like love in Italy. Arane, amore is love. Oh, really wonderful. My dear Vaishnav Thakur, kindly accept me as your dog. I'm a dog already, but I'm Maya's dog. I'm not a Vaishnava's dog. So kindly accept me. So if you do not become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu, Vaishnava or Guru, there is no question of happiness. One who has become the dog of Nityananda Prabhu, he gets his eternal life. Hare Krishna. Let us hear a little bit in the outstart about the ontological position of Lord Nityananda. That means, who is he? We hear in Shastra that Lord Krishna expands in many, many forms through which he conducts his divine pastimes. Some of these pastimes are just leelas in reference to the exchange with his eternally liberated devotees. And other pastimes are pastimes in relationship to the conditioned souls. Krishna has his lila in Goloka Vrindavan, but he also manifests this material world, which gives us, as conditioned souls, a chance to enter the path of love of Godhead and reestablish our relationship with Krishna. So this manifestation of the material world is also a pastime of the Lord, but in reverence to the conditioned souls. So, to conduct his pastimes, Krishna expands into Srimati Radharani, who is the pleasure potency, and also into Balaram, who is his Sandini potency, his eternal existence. This Balaram, who is considered to be the brother of Lord Krishna, expands himself as the Chaturvyuha in the Vaikuntha worlds. Into the Chaturvyuha, and these four personalities situate themselves on the four sides of Goloka, the transcendental Goloka world. Chatur means four, and what are they? There are Sankarshan, Vasudev, Aniruddha, and Pratyumna. They are there in the spiritual world to protect and maintain the holy Dham. They are expansions of Lord Balaram. Now, from that Sankarshan comes a further expansion, Narayan, who is the Lord of Vaikuntha, and is decorated with four ecstatic symbols. Lord Narayan expands himself into the second Sankarshan, and from that Sankarshan come the Purusha avatars, the avatars who manifest the spiritual, the material world. The first Purusha avatar is Mahavishnu, who has an extraordinary pastime. He sleeps and sweats. He sleeps and sweats. And in this way creates the Mahatattva with his glance. He gives, by his glance, he puts living entities like you and me into this world. And when he exhales and from his pores come the universes. And when he inhales, they go. Sometimes this Mahavishnu is also called the Vishnu of all causes, the Karanadakashayi Vishnu. From this Vishnu, again a Vishnu comes, who enters into each of the innumerable universes. His name is Gavodakashayi Vishnu. And from his navel, a lotus flower grows, on which Brahma takes his birth. In the stem of this lotus flower are the 14 planetary systems. I must laugh because it's so gigantic, and our ant-like brains are totally overburdened with this total amazing information. So, from Gavodakashayi Vishnu expands Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, who lives on a certain planet in this universe. It's called a spiritual planet. The name is Svetadvipa. And on this planet, there is the ocean of milk. From this planet, he expands again, if you still can fathom this information, into the Lord who accompanies all of us, the Paramatma, in each one of our hearts. From Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, who lies in this ocean of milk on Ananta Shesha, also all the avatars of the Lord come. Sometimes we hear from people or scholars who only know about this universe, that Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu, and their understanding is, because all avatars come through Vishnu, Krishna must also come. But if we look beyond this universe, if we even look beyond the spiritual sky, we will find Goloka Vrindavan, where the Lord is engaged in leelas which the conditioned souls cannot really understand so easily. They are leelas with his eternally liberated associates. And the conditioned souls always think, the Lord must think of me only, and he must be engaged with me only. But this is an error. It is a mistake. And the Lord has his divine pastimes in a abode totally beyond the material world. A little while ago, I received a letter which was full of doubts in Krishna consciousness. I still remember. And then, at the end of the letter, the author of the letter said, if you think this is the end of the letter, you are mistaken. Listen to the second part. I went to a lecture on the Sunday feast given by Gadadhar Das. And Gadadhar Das said, although we take the material world so serious, it may well be that the spiritual world is more real than the material world. Do you remember saying this? No. It must have emanated from the pores of your transcendental lecture body. At least the author understood your lecture like this. It may be interesting for a lecture of how people understand what we say. I have come to the conclusion that it is the spiritual world which is more real than this illusory material world. Now I'm saved from my doubts. I thank the lecturer very much, and I'm now ready to surrender to Krishna. It was a very nice lecture. I just received it a few days ago from the insignificant town Zagreb. It's a spot in this insignificant universe. Okay, so this is something to hear, something to fold our hands, and something which should bring each one of us, even if we are not so familiar with these philosophical conclusions, and to a certain conclusion. Balaram is very powerful. Because from him all these different forms in the spiritual and the material world emanate. Now this Balaram came as a very special incarnation that is Nitai. Listen to this. When Krishna in the spiritual world observed the wonderful its ecstatic devotion of his dearmost devotee, Srimati Radharani, he could not understand how she felt and how her love was so glorious, because he was not in her position. And God understands everything, but he didn't understand this one thing. What is the glory of Srimati Radharani's love? What is the sweetness which she, of my own form which she experiences? And what is the ecstasy when I respond to her love which develops in the heart of Radharani? So Krishna developed the desire to appear in the material world in the position of a devotee of his, and understand Srimati Radharani and her love to him. And when Radharani heard about Krishna's experiment, so to say, or Krishna's plan, she became extremely worried. She says, Krishna, you will be overwhelmed with such an ecstasy
that you will roll on the floor in ecstasy. And your body is so soft, even when a leaf falls on your body, the impression stays for quite some time. How can you tolerate rolling on the hard floor of the material world? I cannot tolerate this. Seeing you in this condition, overwhelmed with ecstasy like me, I better protect you. Then Radharani gave Krishna a protective aura, the golden effulgence of her. So in this way, see what is love, you know, see the love of Radharani. In this way, Lord Chaitanya came, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inside Krishna and outside Radha. This was the wonderful, let us say, activity of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mike und Sylvia, nicht so, Sylvia, sorry, herzlich willkommen. So Balaram personally, he saw that Krishna, his brother, was in the material world experiencing love and distributing love. That this was his plan. So Balaram also said, I won't leave him alone. I will come with him as his servant. I will come and take the form of an avaduta, a personality beyond all the concepts of a material person, and I will come as Nitai. And Lord Balaram, so he came as Nitai, this most powerful personality, to accompany his brother in the adventure of love. So Lord Nityananda teaches by example how we can perform devotional service to Krishna. And he is constantly absorbed in the most divine loving moods, and he gives this love even to the very unqualified persons. It is said, you may chant Hare Krishna for many lifetimes, but if you are covered with these offenses, you will not obtain love of God. But if you just have a slight contact with Nityananda and Chaitanya, your heart will fill with bliss and ecstasy. Hare Krishna. So we will see if this works out during this festival. Don't believe me, but be ready for the experiment. Balaram now, I have explained about his extraordinary potency and how he comes as Nityananda. But I want to now highlight another of his glory. Now I see, like on every festival, most of you are very tired. This is... Maybe we should celebrate in the night and sleep in the day during festivals. So we have to again ask Tribhangaji, you are austere, please open the window and save my audience from the mental platform. This is nothing, Tribhanga. You have to... And please keep it open. Do you need a jacket? You have. Maybe you dress in the jacket to not join the many cold Vaishnavas who have a cold. Please, don't worry. Oxygen is always good. You have to breathe through the nose. Then you will not get sick. Balaram has another very important ontological position, which I want to describe to you. Again, I want to appeal to all of your philosophical interest. Please do not please give your full attention to this. After this, I will talk a little bit about the Leela, one Leela of Lord Nityananda, and then you will not be able to fall asleep. It's so fantastic. But here you need just another 10 minutes where you really have to go through this with all of us. Huh? Balaram is Guru Tattva. Guru means the spiritual master, as we know, and Tattva means the truth of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada once said, Balaram means Guru Tattva. That means Balaram represents the Guru. Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasada. If we want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we want to understand Krishna, then we must take shelter of Balaram. Nayama Atma Balahinena Lapya. This Balahinena Lapya, this Vedic injunction means, without the mercy of Balaram, you cannot understand and realize your spiritual identification. So that Balaram comes as Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram hoile nitai. Therefore we must take shelter of Balaram. If we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, then we get peace. Koti Chandra Shushitala. Just like in daytime, especially in the summer season, we become very much exasperated. But at night, in the evening, as soon as there is moonshine, we become very much satisfied. Hare Krishna. So Nitai Chandra, the moon of Nitai, is no one else than the incarnation of the Guru, who is helping us by his example and teachings to approach the Supreme Lord Krishna. It is also said that there's a reason why we cannot take shelter at Nitai's lotus feet. It's the same reason why we can't take shelter at in the instruction of our Guru Maharaj. It is false ego. Some of us have a strong Jupiter. That means I'm informed by our Jyotish men. There's a strong Jupiter means Guru according to astrological positions, and sometimes when you're in a strong Jupiter phase, when the Jupiter influence you, you get difficulties with any type of teacher who is explaining you something. We had this on the Vedna Academy. I think Gadadha remembers. There was some healer who reacted very strongly against your presentation, which was nice as always. There was nothing wrong with the presentation. It was highly intriguing and fascinating. And later Gadadha found out that this person was sitting on the side of the room which is ascribed to Jupiter, the teacher, and he was very, the person was, it was a Mataji even, very fiery Mataji, was very disturbed because Gadadha was teaching, but she wanted to teach. She was sitting, and then I believe we could solve the question in the Vastu way by sitting here in the non-Jupiter chair. Some non-Jupiter chair had to be found. But as, of course, as disciples, we know that this is not the solution when we want to approach our spiritual master. It's not a question of chairs or direction so much. It may a little influence us, but the main point is our false ego. We just don't want to surrender. Hare Krishna. I have noticed this in my life with my disciples. The minute I say something which they don't like, oh, I'm almost losing my life. This is such an intense vibration. So, Lord, Srila Prabhupada explains the reason why we cannot take shelter of Lord Nityananda is false ego. He says, on account of being misled by false prestige and false egoism, we are accepting this body, which is asat and will not exist. This means false ego, to identify with the body and the mind. Today is Nityananda Prabhu's avirbhav, means appearance day. Let us at least remember today Nitai Pada Kamala. That is wanted. One who has become the dog of Lord Nityananda, he gets his eternal life. So he says, be surrendered at least on this particular day to Lord Nityananda and also the Guru principle. That is very important. It is our chance. We are so much covered with our the covering influence of this terrible Maya Shakti that we must approach Lord Nityananda to ask him, please give me my eternal life, not this asat life. Now, there's something very interesting to also note. Nityananda will not directly instruct in the confidential service of Lord Krishna, like what you do in your eternal Svarup, which, as we understand from Shastra, ultimately each one of us is, the Paraprakriti, a divine internal energy which is female by its nature. So Lord Nityananda doesn't directly talk about these things. This is now from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. What we will do in the position as the eternal maidservants of the Lord. But Nityananda hands us over for this confidential instruction to the other guru in the tattva. You know that there's Lord Balaram, or Nityananda, and then in the inner circle, who's there? Srimati Radharani, of course. So Paramaguru Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, Srimati Radhika is the guru of the inner circle of the servants of Krishna. Srimati Radhika, however, accepts the offer of service of only those souls who are especially favored by Nityananda and are deemed by him to be fit for her service. Therefore, there is a most intimate relationship between the function of Nityananda and that of Srimati Radhika, which is at once supplementary and inclusive of the former. I think now, Tribhanga, is the time of relief for you. Please understand this very, very, very detailed and very, I will make it very simple. Lord Nityananda, the guru who comes into this material world, the guru tattva, and he gets us by his mercy. You will see in a moment, we will now go into the leelas of Nityananda. And then he hands us over to the guru of the inner circle. First you come from the outer circle, then you are in the inner circle. And just like when you come for the first time to a public program, and you develop some shraddha, some faith, oh, this is very interesting. I don't understand much, but it is interesting. Then you are still in the outer circle. And then later you might meet the Vaishnavas personally, discuss with them, and even adopt a devotional service attitude and start your devotional service to the Lord. And then you move into the inner circle and you will obtain the different initiations in your spiritual life. And if you are interested, spiritual instructions which help you further in your spiritual life. So this is a movement from the outer to the inner circle. And here we see that the Guru Tattva is very much also moving in this way. Lord Nityananda helps us, gets us, and then we come into the contact of Srimati Radharani and later. Okay, so this is some, I want to summarize in one sentence. We were discussing about the very powerful position of Lord Nityananda and his function as the Guru Tattva. Now we will listen a little bit about the divine appearance of Lord Nityananda. First of all, we must understand, when you hear of the incarnation of God, you must know that it is totally spiritual. Srila Madhvacharya quotes a verse from the Padma Purana, which helps us to understand that the Lord really doesn't appear like all of us. He quotes, it's a quotation from Padma Purana, "By his own sweet will, God exhibits various forms through his own internal potency. He does not appear from Vasudev in the womb of Devaki. He is not born of Dasharad, nor from Jamadagni. Rather, he eternally enjoys ecstasy and pure pastimes that are free from duality." So the Lord descends really from a spiritual platform and performs leelas so that it looks as he says, let me take a leela like taking birth now. And then he takes one of his devotees, but the way he takes birth is a very unusual. He first appears in visions, then he comes into the heart of the father, and from there goes into the heart of the mother. He's not conceived, in other words, the way human beings are conceived, and from the heart he takes his appearance. I was thinking very much about this this point. Some of our grihastas have told me confidentially, therefore I cannot tell you their names, that at the time of conceiving their child, they saw first the child outside of them, the personality. Some other grihastas have told me confidentially that already 3 months ago, before the conception, before they went into the act of conception, they saw a child announcing themselves. Imagine. This is an encouragement for the grihastas that yes, sometimes it can happen that if we are spiritually trying to be spiritually advanced, then we can give birth to such a saint or a saintly person. But it is also the experience, not only, I should correct myself, it's not only, other parents have also told me this, from to whom I was, you know, who visited lectures on reincarnation or such common lectures which we hold. So the Lord still is different, because these children need the act of conception in order to take their birth, which is done, I mean, you know what I mean, it involves the generative organs. The Lord is coming like this in the heart, and from there he's going. Mm-hmm. So Lord Nityananda chose Hadai Oja and from Mithila and his wife Padmavati. This was a very pious Brahmana couple who went to Ekachakra, where previously the Pandavas had stayed. One day, Hadai Oja received a sadhu with matted hair. He came in a vision. Received means he came in a vision to Hadai Oja and Padmavati. He had a very, very powerful appearance, and he said, "Your child will be Lord Balaram." And boom, he disappeared. Wonderful. Then Nityananda Prabhu took birth a little later, and his body was soft like cream. You cannot imagine how attached Hadai Oja became to little Nitai. It is described that wherever he went, he had no peace in his mind. He had to look around. Where is Nitai? And when he did not see Nitai for a little amount of time, let us say the fraction of a second, he became full of anxiety. Where is my son? I will die. Now then, something happened. An unknown sannyasi came one day and talked with Hadai Oja for the whole night about Krishna Katha. Hadai Oja was so ecstatic. I think some of you have made this experience to just talk so much about Krishna that you don't go to bed. You just stay up the whole night and Krishna this and Krishna that. Did you know why the milk boiled over? It was because he wanted to serve Krishna. And what? I have not heard. Yes, Jiva Goswami says in his Gopal Champu. I think when there's such katha going on, you don't want to sleep. You want to use your life properly by hearing more. So this was what went on, Krishna katha. And in the early morning hour, the sannyasi Hadai Oja said, I will give you anything which you want. You have pleased me so much. Sannyasi said, everything? Yes, everything. And everyone? Yes. Everyone. Who do you mean? I want Nitai, said the sannyasi. See, Hadai Oja fell and lost his consciousness. Then when he woke up, the sannyasi said, I wait under the banyan tree there, you can find me there. Hadai Oja went the second time in the unconsciousness. Then, when he woke up again, he remembered Maharaj Dasharat, who had to part from Sri Ram. And he remembered that just like Dasharat had to give his son to Vishwamitra for a certain purpose, I mean, Lord Rama was protecting the enclave or hermitage of Vishwamitra from the demons, he also felt he had to honor his promise to the sannyasi, and he went to Padmavati, his wife, and said, I have to ask you for your permission. What, said Padmavati? You always have my permission. You are free to do. No, it's something special. And then he fainted again. Padmavati sprinkled him with water. What is the matter, my dear husband? An unknown sannyasi has come. I don't even know him. But he's very advanced. He told me about Krishna the whole night and then he asked for... And then he fainted again. Padmavati, please wake up my husband. Tell me what he asked for. We should give him. Nitai! Oja said and fell down again. When he woke up, Padmavati was crying and she said, my dear husband, I think like you, we have to give Nityananda to the sannyasi. As soon as the people of Ekachakra heard this, They all came to Hatayoja at the door and said, we will give our son to the sannyasi. Let Nitai stay here. We love him more than anyone. 10 sons he can get. 100, the sannyasis can. The sannyasi said, please give me Nityananda. So in this way, Nityananda, by his own arrangements, it is, he picked that sannyasi, he called him, because he's the super soul in everyone's heart. And because he wanted to leave Ekachakra for his own reasons, he arranged this. And then, he left Ekachakra. This was the only way he could do it, by being taken by the sannyasi who asked his father for a boon which his father gave and which he couldn't break. So Lord Nityananda went all over the place, and we will maybe hear something about this evening at the Nityananda evening. Please try to come. After some time, and then he went to Lord Lord Chaitanya, to Jagannath Puri. Now, after some time, Lord Chaitanya called Nityananda into a flower garden. There were only flowers there. And then he set Nityananda next to himself. Very affectionately, he held the hand of his older brother, and he said, how much I love you, I cannot express in words. But remember, both of us have descended from the spiritual world to give love of God to the residents of planet Earth. That will not be possible if you stay all the time with me here in Puri. Please, go therefore to Bengal. Go now. And please marry also. If you remain an ascetic and stay in silence, how will people ever get love of Godhead? Up to this time, you must know, it was a long time, which from the childhood to this meeting in the garden, Lord Nityananda had not preached. He just danced and done kirtan and laughed and cried and jumped in the ecstatic love of Godhead. Now, for the first time, he had received the order of Lord Chaitanya to preach. And immediately he went from that garden. He took his associates with him, and they were a transcendental party. Yeah. There was Ramdas, or Abhiram Das Thakur, who is no one else than Sri Damsaka, the friend of Lord Krishna. He would sometimes adopt the mood of Sri Dam and call out in ecstasy on the road, I am Gopal. Then there was one Gadadhar. He was in the mood of Radha, and as they were going, he took a water pot on his head like this and exclaimed, I am a gopi. Then there was a certain Pandit, his name is Purandara Pandit, who, while they were walking, would sometimes climb on trees in the ecstasy of love of Godhead and jump from the trees. And he would say, I am Angada, the monkey soldier who fought the demons. I think you can understand that, because on this journey from Puri to Bengal, they all went into their eternal identities, and they left the Leela, the Chaitanya Leela, for a moment. They couldn't really progress. It took them so long. They would walk, they would want to walk near the Ganga, but then they asked the people, where's the Ganga? "Oh, you are totally wrong. It's 20 kilometers this direction." Then they again went in the ecstasy and went some way. And they said, "Where's the Ganga, please?" "You're totally wrong. It's 30 kilometers. So it took them a long, long time because they were in the ecstasy of love of Krishna. They didn't have a conception of this word. Finally, they arrived in Bengal, and I want to talk now about what happened. I will only talk about this one Leela, because I really find it's the Leela of Lord Nityananda, which, as far as I'm concerned, is very, very instructive. It is instructive because Lord Nityananda is preaching Krishna consciousness now, and not preaching, spreading also Krishna consciousness, and he is empowering certain of his devotees, but also the people in general, in an extraordinary way. And really, if you speak of developing Krishna consciousness, it is something which needs to be given to you. You need to be empowered by the divine energy of the Lord. It's not possible, say the Vedas, to develop Krishna consciousness with your own resources. You need the inspiration from the Shastras, for instance, the Vedas. You need the help of the devotees. And more than anything, you need the holy name to empower you. So we will hear about this. Lord Chaitanya came, and Lord Nityananda came to a place near the Ganga, where Raghava Pandit lived. And really, it's a wonder that they finally arrived in Raghava Pandit's temple. I mean, they got lost so many times. And he wanted to have kirtan. The moment he wanted to have kirtan, the greatest kirtaniers of all times arrived. They are the Ghosh brothers. There is Madhava Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. They are the greatest kirtaniers. And they started the kirtan. And it was a wonderful kirtan. Now, Lord Nityananda, during the kirtan, was just standing like an innocent child, glancing at all the devotees. As he glanced at the devotees, he became more intoxicated with Krishna prema. And by his glance only, he empowered each of the devotees to feel that Krishna prema in their heart. And when everyone was in Krishna prema, Lord Nityananda started to dance. Before that, he had just stood there like an innocent child, fully intoxicated with love of Godhead. Listen to the dance of Lord Nityananda. Every limb of his was like a lightning flash. He moved so totally gracious, but also energetic. When he touched with his foot the earth began to shake. And then Lord Nityananda called Chaitanya. You must know, whenever Lord Nityananda dances, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will have to appear because he wants to see this. It is so something else. Lord Nityananda had once said, Lord Chaitanya had once said to Nityananda, "Wherever you dance, there I will be." After some time, Lord Nityananda sat down on a golden throne and told his devotees to perform his Abhishek. And in the evening, we will hear more about this Abhishek. Actually, I reserve the best part for the evening because I see it's quarter to our allotted time, quarter to 10, and at 10 o'clock we wish to start with the Abhishek. Gauravavini, what? Yes?
No, because now it's so late. We have
We have not even greeted the deities. Oh, this is this happens on Nityananda's appearance day. But what to do? You have to explain something. So I know it's not a problem with the devotees. So we will now, please, in your mind, we will say goodbye to Lord Nityananda dancing, and we will end this class by a very recommended process. It is said one should chant the names of Lord Nityananda, and I want to request you now to chant his holy name, names after me. Nityananda, Avadutendu, Vasudha Pranavallava, Janavijivita Pati, Krishna Prema Prada, Prabhu Padmavati Sutta, Shriman Sachinandana Purvaja, Bhavan Mata Jagatrata Rakta Gaura Kalevara. Yes. This means he who embodies eternal bliss, the moon of divine madmen, the beloved of the life breath of Vasudha, the husband enthusing Janavi with life, he who bestows ecstatic love for Krishna, the Lord and Master of the devotees, the dear son of Padmavati, he of splendorous transcendental majesty, the older brother of Mother Sachi's son, he who is maddened in overwhelming ecstatic emotions, the savior of the universe, he whose complexion is golden tinged with red. Yes, this is some of the glories of Nityananda. Please forgive me if I have not explained everything nicely and so on. I did my best. That's such a nice day. I wish you that your heart can become softened by thinking of Lord Nityananda, and we will now greet him on the altar with Radha Madan Mohan. If first comes some announcements.